Now for another story of big money. This one involves Stephen Ratner. He worked to restructure the auto industry in the early days of the Obama administration. Ratner is also a prominent investment banker. And according to news reports, he will pay penalties of several million dollars to settle allegations of a pay-to-play scheme involving the New York State Pension Fund. Ratner would also be barred temporarily from the securities industry. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
For years, investigators have been looking into kickbacks paid to officials with the New York State Pension Fund. Ratner was drawn into the probe in connection with his work at his private equity fund, Quadrangle. 3 weeks after a Quadrangle-owned company agreed to distribute a low-budget movie co-produced by a former official of the pension fund, the fund invested $100 million with Quadrangle. The official pleaded guilty several months ago, and Quadrangle agreed to pay $12 million to settle with the SEC and with New York State. At the time, Ratner refused to settle. By settling with the SEC now, Ratner gets out from under that probe, but he's still under investigation by New York's Attorney General. Peter Lapman of the New York Times, who first reported on the SEC deal, told NPR that Ratner is now talking settlement with New York.
The conversations with Attorney General Cuomo's office are still taking place, and it's unclear how those are going to shake out.
Meanwhile, Ratner this week was out hobnobbing with some of the elite on Wall Street and in politics. He was promoting his new book about the restructuring of the auto industry. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.